This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor, Nagaon district in Assam. The Prime Minister said the 86-kilometer-long Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project is an environmentally conscious national highway project.
Kaliabor se Numaligarh tak lagbhag 90 kilometer lamba corridor taiyar kiya ja raha hai. Is par lagbhag 7000 crore rupiye kharch kiye jayenge. 35 kilometer lamba elevated vanya jeev corridor bhi banaya jayega. Yahan gaadiyan upar se guzregi aur niche vanya jeevon ki aawajahi bina kisi badha ke bani rahegi.
Speaking at the launch of development works in Kaliabor, Mr. Modi said that Kaziranga is not merely a national park, but the soul of Assam.
Ye Bharat ki biodiversity ka ek anmol ratn bhi hai. UNESCO ne ise World Heritage Site ka darja diya hai. Kaziranga aur yahan ke vanya jeevon ko bachana केवल पर्यावरण की रक्षा नहीं है, यह हमारा दायित्व भी है.
The Prime Minister said the manner in which the BJP government in Assam is tackling infiltration, conserving forests, protecting religious, cultural and historical sites, and freeing them from encroachment is being widely appreciated. The Prime Minister said that the BJP has become the first choice of everyone in the country. He said the country's faith in the BJP has been continuously on the rise in the last 1.5 years. Mr. Modi also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains at Kaliabor, Nagaon district, Assam. These trains are Kamakhya Rohtak Amrit Bharat Express and Dibrugarh Lucknow Gomti Nagar Amrit Bharat Express. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached West Bengal, where he will lay the foundation stones of various development projects worth around 830 crore rupees at Singur in Hooghly district, West Bengal, in a short while from now. He will lay the foundation stone of the extended port gate system at Balagarh, including an inland water transport terminal and a road over bridge. Spanning an area of approximately 900 acres, Balagarh is being developed as a modern cargo handling terminal with an envisaged capacity of about 2.7 million tons per annum. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Jairam Bharti Barogopinathpur Mainapur new rail line. Union Minister of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, MSME, Jitan Ram Manji, has described MSMEs as the backbone of the country's development. Mr. Manji said this while addressing the inaugural ceremony of PM Vishwakarma Hat 2026 in New Delhi today. He said the event is providing a platform to the artisans and for branding and marketing their products. Highlighting the PM Vishwakarma Yojana, Mr. Manji said that this scheme is a medium of ending unemployment in the country. Speaking on the occasion, Minister of State for MSME Shobha Karandlaje said that the PM Vishwakarma Yojana is supporting artisans by providing technological assistance, training and access to proper markets. The event will remain open to public from 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. and will culminate on the 31st of this month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held a meeting with United States Senator Steve Daines in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that during the meeting, both sides had wide-ranging and open discussions on bilateral relations and its strategic significance. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter broke out between security forces and terrorists in a remote forest area in Kishtwar district today. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the encounter broke out at Singapore village of the Kishtwar district. The gunfight was on when the reports last came in. More details are awaited. In men's cricket, the decisive third and final ODI match of the series is underway between India and New Zealand at Holkar Stadium in Indore. Put into bat first, New Zealand were 93 for 3 in 19.2 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bowl first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.